Spring into deals at Lowe's. Shop select 1.5-gallon annuals hanging baskets, 2 for $15, for the perfect addition to Mom's garden. Plus, get 3 free bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil when you buy 3. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/6, excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day Sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Sometimes things happen for a reason. At least that's what I believe. I think sometimes, no matter what is going on and things get crazy, I do believe that things happen for a reason. Not necessarily everything, but I do think sometimes the world, the universe, what have you, is there and it's trying to give us a message, or it's using us as a catalyst for its message to someone else. A lot of times we look at it from kind of a selfish perspective, going, what is it trying to tell me right now? And from that sort of an angle. But how often do we think of it from, how am I being used to help relay a message to someone else, to help them on their journey? Our next story is one of those such experiences. A couple on a romantic vacation coming across a lonely older gentleman, now by himself in his later years. Feeling down, needing a little bit of a message of hope. Take a listen. Greetings from Turkey. I love your podcast and try to listen to every episode. I describe myself as a researcher in paranormal in my capacity and having not much psychic ability. I had very vivid and detailed memories of my life starting from my birth and had witnessed enough paranormal experiences, especially after my father's death in 2012. Those paranormal experiences were generally peaceful and resemble much of the ones you've been portraying on your podcast. But the one I'll explain in detail here is incredibly unique and has got extraordinary features, though it was also a comforting and peaceful experience. It was one of our regular journeys to Europe, but this time we preferred a late period of the year, such as October, to avoid tourist crowds and enjoy the tranquility. I made an early reservation to a hotel, Hotel Mediterranean, in a small seaside town called Porto Cicero, at the Lecce Province in southern Italy. My wife and I planned to spend 5 days in Lecce Province and then go to Amalfi, the coast, for a couple more days to explore the beauties of this popular holiday destination. As the timing of our journey was after the chaotic tourism season in Italy, the hotel we checked in and the touristic town center were incredibly quiet. Our plan was to set out early in the morning and pay visits to surrounding touristic destinations around the Lecce region on a daily basis and return late at night to our hotel. We started the day early in the morning and traveled as much as we could with our rental car. The breakfast was served in the restaurant section of the hotel. I'd have to say that it was just an amazing combination of breakfast food, including fresh chocolate croissants, real Italian coffee prepared at a barista section just before the entrance of the restaurant room. The only downside of the breakfast was the hot spring cooker egg boiling machine, which you had to wait a couple of minutes and serve your own stuff. The hotel was so empty that the only person we met at the breakfast was a single old man in his early 70s. During the second day of our stay, we were able to chat for a little bit with this old man and learned that he was from England. And the purpose of his stay was similar with ours, to visit and explore the touristic attractions of the Lecce region. It was an interesting coincidence to have this British man accompany us during the breakfast time every morning, but considering that he also had a busy daily travel schedule to fulfill, it was understandable to a certain degree for this coincidence. It was the morning of our fourth day at the hotel, and together with my wife, we again started our day with the delicious Italian breakfast. We were the only ones at the restaurant section. To our luck this time, we did not have to wait for our eggs to be boiled at the machine, since two boiled eggs were already waiting for us at the deep of the boiling tank. After we had collected the food stuff from the buffet, I went outside the restaurant room to the bistro section to get our cups of coffee. While waiting for the coffee to be prepared at the bistro, at the far opposite side of the corridor, I saw the old British man approaching towards me along the hallway. To my surprise, this time he was not alone. A lady was walking next to him. First, I thought she was someone staying at the hotel. She would walk outside to the main entrance of our hotel or come join us for breakfast. But the lady was walking so close to him that they just looked like a couple from an outsider's eyes. As far as I know, the British man was staying alone, and we knew no one around who was familiar with him to walk side by side as if they had some sort of companionship. I could not hold myself to satisfy my curiosity. I again turned my head towards them and checked whether the lady had chosen the exit door or separated from the British man. The answer is no. They kept walking together and almost approaching the place where I was waiting for the coffee. I looked at the corner of my eye to the lady to understand more about her attributes. She was tall, although not as much as the British man, and looked like similar in age. I generally do not describe myself as a curious man, and most of the time I even did not pay attention to the people around me. But in this occasion, I was not able to restrain my interest with an unknown urge. Maybe the source of my curiosity was due to the conflicting portrait of the old British man whom I accepted as traveling alone, and at that very moment had a companion, although he was acting indifferent to her. That led me to look at the couple one last time after they passed by behind me to see whether they would enter the restaurant together. Yes, they did enter side by side again. Now that I was 100% sure of their companion, I subsided my curiosity, waited a little more time for the coffee to be ready, then returned to my table. Maybe it was because I blamed myself for the excessive curiosity which led to feelings of guilt. I did not turn my eyes to the British man inside the restaurant anymore, and after we finished our breakfast, I noticed that my wife and I were the last customers leaving the room. I returned to my normal self. The British man nor his companion were not any of my concerns during the whole day, until my wife mentioned about her embarrassment concerning an event related to breakfast time. She started to explain, "You recall the two boiled eggs we found ready this morning? Turns out they belonged to the British man. He came to look for them in the boiling machine later." She continued to explain, "He had put them in the boiling tank and left the room before we entered the restaurant for breakfast. Anyway, he just laughed and made fun of this occasion after learning that we had taken his eggs." I kept my indifference after learning about the incident that my wife explained and just made a comment. "The two eggs, yes. If they're a couple, then they need two eggs." Just as I finished my comment, my wife turned to me with a weird expression on her face and responded, "What are you talking about? What couple?" I said, "Only the British man." At that moment, I felt obligated to respond with a more detailed explanation and told her, "You know, we had thought that he was a lonely customer staying at the hotel, but as you saw this morning at breakfast, he was with a companion and they entered the room together." As soon as I made my explanation, my wife's voice changed and responded to me, "No, you must be joking. I saw the moment the British man entered the room. He was alone and had his breakfast unaccompanied at his table. The eggs belonged to him and he ate them alone." I did not make a comment or objection anymore. The situation had become clear from that moment on. The incident turned into a very outstanding paranormal experience for me. What is left from my perspective was to confront the British man about the incident and ask for his verification. It was the fifth and the last day of our stay at the hotel, and as usual, we started our day out with breakfast, and as you may guess, together with the British man again. This time we chatted more about his purpose of travel and furthermore about his future in Italy. We learned that his wife passed away a couple years ago, and he decided to settle in a small town called Erna in southern Italy to spend the rest of his retirement period. From the starting moment of our chat, I had the intention of bringing up the day before and ask him about the occurrence I witnessed, but somehow, partly due to my shyness, and on the other hand, the potential reaction of him to such weird hypothesis kept me from being straightforward. I could not muster the courage to ask him the magic question. After breakfast, we went back to our room and packed our luggage, completed the checkout procedure, and then went to our car. I would not call it as to my surprise, but rather would use the word as the fate plays out its scenario. Again, we ran into the old British man at the parking lot before leaving the hotel. This time I would not let it go. Strongly determined, I approached him and asked him about his thoughts regarding the incident I witnessed yesterday. And I did. He listened, the detailed explanation of the occurrences without interruption, to the end, and showed no sign of surprise or disbelief. After I finished my story and asked him whether he had seen anyone walking beside him at the hallway to the breakfast room, he said, quote, "Definitely not. There was no one walking beside me along the hallway." And he continued the conversation by asking me the question, "The lady you saw beside me, was she tall or short?" To which I responded, "She was quite tall." Then he answered, "My wife was short. If she was tall, she must have been my mother. She had a habit of following me wherever I went when she was alive." I was relieved by this clarification, but he kept the conversation going and he continued to explain an incident that had happened a couple of years ago. The incident he explained was as followed. "I was devastated as a result of so many things that had gone wrong and found myself at the Tower Bridge in London. I walked through the bridge and at some point I stopped and came closer to the side of the safety fence and started looking down the river. I was mentally ruined, but did not have any intention of committing suicide, such as jumping into the river from the bridge. While I was gazing inattentively, the flowing of the river, suddenly I felt a hand of someone on my shoulder, shaking me softly, as if the intention were to subside my unrest and comfort me. As I abruptly turned my head to see who was the person that touched my shoulder, astonishingly, I saw nobody behind me, and moreover, there were no bypassers around me. At this moment, I understood that I was not alone through my life adventure, especially at difficult times, and was being watched over by unseen beings. After a couple of minutes of chatting, we said goodbye to each other and departed the hotel. While traveling to our second destination, I discussed together with my wife about the experience and tried to clarify the reasons under that mystical real-life story. It was clear that the target of the whole coincidence of events were the old British man, and reason behind the whole story was to convey a clear message that he was not alone in his new adventure, starting a new life in Italy. From my point of view, it would not have been possible to convey this message to the British man without my presence. Only a person who is an expert in the paranormal field could understand and deliver the message to the targeted individual. It was an extraordinary and peaceful experience for me, and a comforting one for the British man. I learned throughout my life journey that the difference between a believer and skeptic is personal experience. American author Emma Bull wrote, "Coincidence is the word we use when we can't see the levers and pulleys." Inside the extraordinary experience that I witnessed and tried to explain to you, I was able to see the unseen with the help of divine organization from the other side, just to give a clear, comforting message to an old man who was feeling lonely in life. I hope my story will be an inspiring one for your listeners as well. Before I conclude, I want to give another detail about my story. After we had finished the second leg of our journey in Amalfi on the coast and headed to Bari Airport for our return flight back home, we passed through a town, Erna, the place where the British man would settle for the rest of his life. We had not planned to go through Erna on purpose beforehand. This town was just a natural milestone in our route. But it looked like the legacy of the British man was still haunting us. Best of luck on your amazing show. Keep touching the hearts of your listeners.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. GhostPodcast.com or Patreon.com/Real Ghost Stories.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk. Breathe. Rechalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Step into the world of power, loyalty,
and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.